Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
The Apostle Paul had a deep sense of obligation to fulfill his mission. Consequently, he never allowed shame and fear to keep him from sharing the good news regarding Christ's death and his resurrection with both Jews and Gentiles. Listen to what Paul wrote to the Christians in Rome.
I am obligated both to Greeks and barbarians, both to the wise and the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and also to the Greek.
Note once again Paul's words, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. Now, this doesn't mean that Paul was not tempted to violate his commitment to boldness. In fact, he asked the Ephesians to pray for him. Why? So that he might be bold enough to speak the gospel as he should. But through it all, Paul fought the good fight, finished the race, and kept the faith. And while languishing in a dungeon waiting for death to come, he encouraged young Timothy to never be ashamed to identify with Jesus Christ. Listen to these words from Paul himself. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and sound judgment. Here's a personal question. Have you ever been tempted not to bow your head in a restaurant and thank God for the food? Simply because you don't want others to know you believe in prayer? Well, if that happens to you, stop and think for a moment what Christ has done for you.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.